अज्ञानकविरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो। महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नमने गौरत्विषे। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदारे कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरयायि भाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान तुष्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि तया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं मे मां शरणं। भाई हम्बल ओबेसेंसेस इन द लॉर्ड फीट ऑफ माय गुरुपाद पद्मों विष्णुपाद श्री श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड मई शिक्षा गुरुओं विष्णुपाद श्री श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। वी आर नाउ एक्सप्लेनिंग द प्रोसेस by which we can easily attain our aim and object of the life, that is the service of Radhika. And for this, we begin from Jnani Bhakta, like Prahlad and Sanak Sanandan Sanatan Sanat Kumar, Bhisham Pitama, and after that Shuddha Bhakta Ambarish Maharaj, then Premi Bhakta Hanuman, Prempa Bhakta Pandavas and Draupadi, and then Prematur Bhakta Uddhava. Gopis are no bhakta, sadhar. They are eternal. Krishna himself, no difference. Krishna has manifested himself in the form of Radhika. And all are kaya view of Radhika. Even Chandravali and Padma and others also. There cannot be against party of Radhika. But my Yog Maya, Krishna is playing like so. So, Uddhava was sent to the school of or college of gopis. But he could not be admitted. Only he saw the glory and he returned back. He could not be even a grass of Braja. He cannot admit that Krishna is son of Nanda and Yashoda. He will always think that Krishna is son of Devaki and Vasudeva. Oh, from Mathura. He was first fearing that if Krishna is sending me in Vrindavan, How can I be there alone without Krishna? But Krishna told them, don't think so. I am partly here in Mathura. I am fully in, always in Vrindavan. And when you go, you can realize this fact, that I am how fully in Vrindavan, very partly in Mathura. That is why when Krishna was sending him, and in the evening when he reached there, then at Godhuli, when cows returning from the forest, everything was dark everywhere. He reached there and went to Nanda Baba. But before this, when he entered Vrindavan, he saw that Krishna has told him that I am fully in Vrindavan. And what he saw? Oh, all the gopis are churning yogas and what doing? Singing. Very sweet voice. Govinda Damo Dharma Daveti. Govinda Damo Dharma Daveti. Govinda Damo Dharma. As if Krishna is in Vrindavan, Uddhava is saying, and he saw that, oh, millions of cows with calves, they are going to be, they are going to graze in the forest. All Gwalbaas are very happy, as if Krishna is with them, and they are going to graze cows in the forest to play. He also saw that all the teenager gopis, Vrajangana, were very happy, very happy. He saw that some bulls are fighting for cows. And he also saw that some cocks, very, very white, more than snow. And what mean? Jumping here and there. And Vrindavan was fully decorated. Even Lakshmi was serving. So beautiful. For a moment he saw, and at once it dropped. And he again saw, all are waiting, without Krishna, cows not crazy. Or like Vrindavan is like desert, cows not taking milk, cow not taking grasses. And then he became overwhelmed. He went to Maharaj Nanda Baba, and when he saw, he welcomed his brother, son, nephew. And he kept so many things to him. But as you know, there was nothing in his house to give him. No food, nothing. Because Yashoda mother was like blind. For whom she should cook? No cooking, anyhow maintaining life. Nanda never came out of his home. He was fearing from all the gopis that what you have done, you have sold Krishna by ornament and cloths. So he was not. But today, when Uddhav met, he came. And anyhow he welcomed, gave some prasadam. He told anyone to go to Brahmin's house, and there you should cook
sweet rice,
but without any sugar. There was no sugar in the Brahmin house. So So it was cooked and it was brought to Uddhav. Was very hungry. Oh, very tasteful he thought. And he ate. When he became easy, then Nanda Baba wanted to ask him, how my son Krishna, but overwhelmed, his throat was chopped, he could not ask and began to weep. After some time, again he tried to speak and he told, oh, how is my brother Vasudev? You know that Vasudev was younger brother of Nanda Baba. Their forefather, Parjanya Baba, Sursen, has two queens. One Kshatriyani and other Gopi. By Kshatriyani,
Sursen.
And by Gopi, Parjanya. From Parjanya Nanda Baba, and from Nanda Baba Krishna, and there Sursen, and then Sursen's son
Vasudev
and his son Krishna. So both are brothers. Nanda Baba is eldest and he is younger. So he told, Uddhav, how is my brother Vasudev? I have heard that Kansa is killed now. He has been killed by his own activities. So he is killed now. Now, my brother is okay. Who is my son? And he began to weep. He told that I want to forget Krishna, but I cannot. I go to Jamuna Ghat, but when I go there, I see so many pastimes took place in Jamuna. He used to play with his sakha and sakhis in Jamuna. When I want to forget that from there, I used to come to Govardhan. But I see, in the groups of Govardhan, here and there, Krishna was playing here with his cows and his friends and gopis too. Again he becomes overwhelmed. And he returned back. Wherever he goes, he sees the footprints of Krishna with chakra and other things, symptoms. And he cries bitterly. So, telling all these things, and he began to weep bitterly, like boys, children. Now Uddhav is thinking, how should I pacify you? Should I tell that you should not weep? But how he can? He's thinking that whole Shastra, Guru Parampara and all are telling, if one drop of tear comes for Krishna, you are very fortunate. Very, very fortunate. All weep for their children, their family. But who weeps for Krishna? Oh, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was weeping. Who will weep? Those who can weep, they are very fortunate. Should I tell him that, you should weep more for Krishna? You are very fortunate. I want what I cannot do. Can he tell? then what should I tell? Oh, you should not weep for Krishna. How can? Then all the shastra will
choke my throat.
Why you are telling so? But in the last, he told, oh, Nanda Baba, you and Mother Yashoda are certainly very fortunate. Very, very fortunate. Nanda Baba Maharaj told, oh, I thought that you are now
intelligent
by the association of Krishna. But I say that you are not intelligent, dull-headed. No one can tell like this to Uddhava. He is like Brihaspati. Your teeth of
milky
teeth has not gone yet. So, how while you are telling that I am very fortunate? Uddhava tells, why not? You are so fortunate. Your wife, Mother Yashoda, is so fortunate. That Krishna, Supreme Lord, and he has come to your house, and you are not thinking that he is Supreme Lord, gods of gods, very powerful. You are thinking that, oh, he is your son, dearest son. Nothing more. This high class of love is very rare in the world, but you have. Nanda Baba began to weep and answer that, Uddhava, you are not so intelligent. If we are in the whole world, we are most sufferers. Because you are telling that Krishna is Supreme Lord, he is Lord of Lords. And he has come, taken birth in our house, from the womb of mother, from me. But you know that we could not serve him. We never knew that Krishna is Lord of Lords. We only thought that he is my son, dearest son. But now I am hearing that he is also gods of God. But we could not satisfy him. And he went to other places where he can have more and more love and affection in Mathura to Devaki and Vasudeva. There was only one father in this world, and he was Maharaj Dasharath. When Ram went to forest with Lakshman and Sita, he only told Ram, Ha Ram, and third time he could help, and he left his life, body. I am so unlucky that I am not dying. I don't know how my body is built with thunderbolt. I'm very cruel. I cannot love Krishna as he wanted. So he has left me. So in this world, there is no one sufferer like me and Sri Yashoda. Then, in the same way, whole night both were Uddhava was hearing and seeing the glory of, realizing the glory of Nanda Baba and Yashoda. Nanda Yashoda was what doing? Hearing only and weeping. She could not tell anything. So now morning came. Uddhava went to take bath in Krishna Kunda there, and he took and he was returning after doing Trishandhya, Gayatri Sandhya. And he saw in the dense forest of a Kadamba nearby, all the gopis, after Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura, they have not returned back any one of the gopis to their houses. Yogamaya has made their proxy and they are in home. Their husbands are thinking that my wives are with me in home. But really that gopis, associates of Krishna, they were all at home of Kadambate and feeling separation, all weeping for Krishna. Even they are not taking bath. Why? Because their clothes are wetted with their tears and dust of Braja. So they are not going to take bath, are not to clean their clothes. Very pathetic. And then what became? I will tell you. Oh, Vipale Janama Gavainu. You go. You should also help.
Oh,
Now come with me. Oi ket kadam bakhi hari nandava. Uddhav saw millions of groups feeling so separation, sinking in the ocean of sense, weeping loudly, bitterly, searching Krishna. Only keeping their life that Krishna has promised that he is coming after 2 days. He must come because he is Satya Sankalpa. He will come. And that is why they are anyhow keeping their lives. In the meantime, men gopi were lying down on the bed of flowers. All gopis took Uddhav nearer to that main prominent gopi Radhika. She was like faint. She is still alive or dead. They took some cotton and they saw still something. Life is there. What she was doing? Dhyanti Krishna Sangamam. In his trance, that gopi was seeing that Krishna has gone to Mathura. In Mathura there are so many queens of Jadavas, very beautiful and sweet, attractive. Now Krishna is entangled with them and very happy. So she was thinking this and became very
angry.
Though he was senseless. This is called Dipyunma. More than that. Oh, he saw that a black bumblebee was flying there. He was thinking that the lotus feet of Radhika is like a lotus, very fragrant. And he wanted to enter there to take honey. But Radhika, very angry, those who have explained Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told that bumblebee was not other than Krishna himself. He took the form of bumblebees and he wanted to see the condition of gopis, how they are keeping their life in my separation. So, he wanted to enter in that lotus, very fragrant, sweet. And Radhika was in angry mood. Oh, kitava bandho maspisham ghri shapat. कुचबिलितमाला कुंकुमश्मश्रुभिर्न भत मधुपति तन माननी नान प्रसादम जद सुदश विडंबम जस दुस्तस्तमित उदा वाज सीइंग एंड ही सॉ दैट शी इज नॉट सीइंग मी बट फॉर भ्रमर आई एम सीन एंग्री मूड इज टेलिंग ओ मधुप ओ कितव बंधो मधुप Madhu means
drunkar
of Madhu. Madhu means
wine.
There is a big shopkeeper, wholesale dealer, and he is Krishna. Now he has become Madhupati. Madhu means honey or
wine.
And he is friend of that Madhu. More clever and tricky than that tricky. Otherwise, how he will control that? So he has sent this tricky bumblebees to me. What you want? Don't touch my feet. Why, Swamini ji? Why should I not? What offense I have done? Oh, will I tell you the real fact that you are coming from Mathura and there Krishna is meeting with so many gopis and his mala is reddish by that kumkum, red. And you sat on there and your mask,
mustache
has been
colored.
Is this not fact? You should speak. No, Swaminiji. This is not fact. Fact is that by natural or mustaches are reddish. Not anything, but not artificial. I cannot believe. I know that when your friend having like a servant like you, messenger like you, yes, his senseless, ignorant, ignorant, very ignorant. He has no intelligence. When he will go in the council of Jadavas, having some symptom of meeting their wives, then what they will do? They will chastise you, chastise him. Go at once, don't touch my. Shakyadadhar sudhan swan mohini pai. Your Prabhu, oh, bumblebees, don't touch my feet. At once return back. We know him. What are you telling? Are you telling that, O Swaminiji, our Krishna has not done any offense in your lotus feet? He is very nirmal,
pure
heart. He has so much love and affection that he has sent me to you to pacify and to bring you. But why you are telling like so? Oh, we know more than that. We know how Prem very childhood and you are his servant for some years.
Neophyte.
How will you know his disglories, his ignorance? Possibly he gave his adharamrita.
Nectar of his lips.
But it was very poisonous. We thought that it is nectar. But not nectar actually, what?
Poison, very strong.
A very strong poison. And he made us all. What? Mad. And like you, Sumana Saha, Suman, oh bumblebees, you like you. As you go to flowers, take their honey and give up. And then, like a mad, nothing to think more that this flower is very good or bad, bad smelling or good smelling. Oh, he sits here and there. What meaning? Your Prabhu is like so, that he has no intelligence to decide this. Oh, he goes to Kubja also. Giving up all. We are Sumanasaha. Our mind is very
pure.
We have only one-sided love and affection to Krishna. But he has no love and affection for anyone. He takes the beauty and honey and give up like you. Then Bumblebees was telling, oh Swaminiji, you should not tell like this. He is pure hearted and he is surrendered to you. You should not come. Oh, don't teach us. Go away from here at once. You are glorifying again and again that Madhupati who has left us. In this whole world, three worlds, there are not a single lady who cannot be attracted to Krishna. Why? Because he is tricky. Very beautiful, attractive, and very tricky. So he can take the heart of, even the heart of goddesses, see Lakshmi Devi. And she wants to give up his husband and to follow Krishna. Then Bhambhav is told, Swaminiji, Krishna is pure, I know. Certainly he is pure. You should not tell like this. A lady like, chaste lady like Lakshmi, and he wants to serve and give up their husband, being so pure. And you are telling like so. Oh, Pambubis, return back. You should know that we know his all character. Very loose character. Very, what?
Unreliable.
Unreliable. Then Srimati Radhika, oh, you want to tell this? And he was singing like this. And she felt like that, realized that, oh, he is telling lies. You know, the glory? We have come from him, learned from him how to cheat and pacify a Manvati lady. Manvati, understand?
Sulky lady.
You don't know. So you have come from him and he has told you to be like so, how to pacify, he knows all the tricks. We know him from very early days. For him only, we are now homeless. We gave up our husbands, houses, chastity, our children, everything, position, and totally surrendered to him. And what he did? He cheated us. He left forever. He never takes any care of us. And now he is so far away in Mathura. Oh, Swami, you should not tell that. Migiru kapindram bibbade lubda dharma. Astriyamakita birupa istri jita kamayanam balimati balivatva vesta dhat vyamuchatva. Tadal masik sakkai dusta jatat katha. Then gopis, oh, don't tell so many things. We know him. All the blacks in this world are cheaters. Unreliable. Whole blacks. We don't like to hear anything of or about blacks. There was a black person in Treta Yuga. His name was Ram. Black. And he left his kingdom to follow the words of his father. Like a sannyasi. But he took bow and arrow in his hands and very beautiful lady with him. Why? He should go to forest without lady alone. But he took his lady and he told that, oh, I'm very chaste. But he was conquered by ladies, controlled by ladies. For that lady, he cut the nose of any So Pranakha knows and
yes.
How cruel was he? Why he was so attractive? Ladies are very vulgar.
Sentimental.
Seeing any beautiful qualities of gentlemen, they became
attractive.
So Sri Pranaka was attracted to him because he was so beautiful. What was the offense of Sri Pranaka that he took the nose and ear? We know why. He was very cruel. He knew that if he will cut the nose, and anyone cannot
marry
her. So he should. I know also a black person in Treta Yuga. His name was Bamande. He was very tall figure. But trickily he made his body like a dwarf. And he came to Bali and asked his 3 feet, 3 steps of land. And he told that, why you are not asking any kingdom, any very good lady, qualified, I can give marry to her to you, a whole kingdom I can give you, everything you want I give. Why you are asking for only 3 steps for? He told that I am brahmachari and brahman. I am satisfied what I have. I don't want anything. Please give me. And then he took vow, I am giving, and he took sankalpa. But he became very
tall
figure. And by 1 foot he, 1 step he took whole world, universe. And by second all Brahmapad. And he told that, where should I keep my step? And he could not say anything. Then he told that, you should take me, myself. Sarvatmasnapana. And then, but what he did? He banded him in snake robe. And he was weeping, but Prahlad Maharaj and Brahma came and anyhow they saved him. So, I don't believe in a black person. Black anything, bumblebees are black, you, anyone black. Then bumblebees told Swaminiji, if Krishna is so cruel and so many bad qualities of, then why you are only glorifying his Harikatha, his pastimes. You always remember and always telling like this. Krishna is so, he blacks are so, he is like Jambubi. Why you are repeating all these things? Oh, we can give up Krishna no harm, but we cannot give up Harikatha. Like in Vrindavan you will see millions of girls and boys. They have heard one time Krishna in and his Harikatha powerful. Tava katha mritam tapta jivanam kabibhiriditam samana mangalam srimadatatam bhuvidrinanti te bhurijajana. We can give up Krishna, no harm. But his Harikatha we cannot. So in Vrindavan you can see those who have heard your Harikatha, they have become street beggar. No home, no shelter, nothing. Like birds weeping themselves and weep their fathers, mothers and whole family, all people. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Oh. Bumblebees went away from there. Radhika was lamenting now. Oh, I have not asked him because he was the messenger of my most beloved. I should have asked why he came, what he wants. In the meantime, again he returned back. Oh, your Swami has sent you. Your Prabhu has sent you. Now you have come. What do you want? Do you want to take us to Mathura? Oh, Mathura. We cannot go. There are thousands of souls.
Oh, why?
Why? What meaning?
If one...
What meaning? There are so many
Jadav's
wife to whom Krishna wants. Not only one. Thousands and millions they are. And they are serving Krishna. Even Lakshmi in the form of
Swarnarekha,
meaning golden
line
here. Serving her. How we can go? Don't take us. Oh, Krishna has perhaps returned back from Gurukul. Now he is in Mathura. Oh. Does he remember us? Jamuna, Kirraj Govardhan, his friends, even Kavus, Kavs, and his father and mother. Oh, oh, Bambobis. Whether he, at any time, that gopis are not very qualified, not beautiful, that like Jadav Patnigan. No. Oh, they used to do so much good garland that the Jadav Patni cannot do. Anyhow, he takes our name. Oh, we are taking shelter. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And they begin. Maharadurtha was looking all these things. But he could not be anything of pleasure, even a grass. So seeing all the glories, he began to pray. Asam ho charna renu yusam hamsya brindavane kimapi gulmalatau siddhina Jadustvajan sajanayar japachan chahitva Heje mukunda padvim sutibhi. I want to be anything in Braja, that when Gopi will go to Abhisar to meet Krishna, their feet dust will be on our head. So we want to be any gulma lata aushadhi, any creeper, any plant or grass, that when in the night they will go to meet Krishna, their feet dust will be and our life will be successful. So then we will be fortunate. Oh, javai siyarchit. Siyarchit ajad bhi apta kamai yogeshwarai rapi sadatma niras sagostyam Krishna Satat Bhagavate Charana Arabindam Nastam Tanesh Vijaho Parirapatapam. Oh, Javai Sriyarchit. Brahma, Shankar are always meditating Lakshmi and they want their mercy. Brahma, Shankar and Suk and others, they want to remember the lotus feet of Krishna in their heart, meditate. But they cannot. And that feet of that the feet of Krishna, gopis what doing? Taking on their breast and giving birah, taap, separation, fire.
To
to remove the fire of separation.
Easily they can. So Bande Nanda Rajay Srinam Padarenum Aviksnasa Jasam Hari Kato Hita Punatu Bhamanatra Trenam. Oh, I am Bande Nanda Rajay Srinam. I am paying respect, taking the dust of one gopi on my head. There are so many gopis, but he once prays singular number one dust. You can imagine whose feet dust was Radhika. Bande Nanda Brajay Srinam Padrenu Bhaviksasa Jasan Hari Kathod Gita. They, in separation mode, they sang so highest class of separation songs that even the whole world can be drowning in the ocean of separation, and they can be purified. And thus he was. And then after praying, Uddhav went to Mathura. There are so many things I told you very brief. If I will come again, I will can glorify there more things. So you should try to follow and keep this in your heart. These are jewels, and return back to home. And you should remember all these past times and be fortunate enough for all these things. I have come here only to tonight, the jewels of Krishna remembering. You can be fortunate and your life will be successful if you are doing so. My blessing to all those who have come and participated in this
festival.
Anyhow, those who have met. Those who have helped in drama play, in singing, they have donated something for this Annakoot Mahotsav or for this festival. Even not, only by their words they are
supporting.
Even anyhow coming here,
they have sympathy for this.
Hearing some Harikathas and praying to Krishna through sprinkle mercy on them, that they should have Krishna prema very soon.